Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Politicians have a horrible record on development of energy sources to promote economic growth. A stark example involves the Palisades Nuclear Generating Station in Michigan's Van Buren County. This plant began operation in 1973 with a license that expired in 2011. 6 years before expiration, an application was made for a 20-year extension. This was approved 2 years later. The plant's owner decided to close this plant in 2018. A partial approval of a rate increase from the Michigan Public Service Commission persuaded the company to delay closure until 2022. Unfortunately, whether from incompetence or political gamesmanship, Michigan Governor Whitmer for 3 years neglected to request federal funding to keep this facility open longer. She finally made the request just weeks before the plant shut down. It took 2 years for the Department of Energy to offer a $1.5 billion loan to restart operations. The plant changed its status from decommissioned to operational 6 months ago, which authorized it to receive nuclear fuel assemblies. If only Governor Whitmer had done her job 3 years earlier, customers at Consumers Energy might not have been forced to pay $550 million of decommissioning costs. Also, customers of current owner Holtec International would not have to pay $1.5 billion of recommissioning costs. Holtec is planning to build a new small modular reactor at the Palisades facility. Announced in 2023, the hope is that it would become operational by 2030. This new technology has even greater environmental and health safeguards than nuclear power plants built more than 50 years ago. That isn't the only failure of politicians in Michigan to promote economic growth and public safety in trying to pretend that solar and wind power are more economical than they are. Those proposing to build those facilities do not have to include decommissioning costs, which is a requirement for all other power plants. Beyond cheating on finances, the operators of solar and wind power facilities also exclude the environmental costs of disposing of the toxic chemicals in these plants. Are you going to ask your politicians why they do this? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.